This is Pastor Caleb, and welcome to The Perspective. Inside a car, there is an engine. Within all of us, there is a heart, or what we like to call the soul. And with every ministry, there is the spirit. And that's what we're going to talk about here. So let's go on this spiritual journey together. Welcome to The Perspective.
Hey, this is Pastor Caleb with The Perspective, and this is episode number 7. The Perspective, exploring the spiritual aspects of the AVL ministry, the real reason why we do what we do. We will always give you the truths that we need to harness ourselves to stay sharp, efficient, and effective as the believer first. Before we begin our journey, would you please take the time to like, subscribe, and review? And since you are listening, I am sure you know also to subscribe for our newsletter. And the link is in our show notes. So let's get into our message. What does the Bible teach us about technology? Part 1. Matthew 22:35-40, it says this: a proud religious law keeper who knew the law tried to trap Jesus. And he said, "Teacher, which one is the greatest of the laws?" Jesus said to him, "You must love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. This is the first and the greatest of the laws. The second is like it. You must love your neighbor as you love yourself. And all the laws and the writings of the early preachers or prophets depend on these two important laws." God has intended for technology to be in our world and gave us the ability to create tools that enable us to live out the greatest commandments, Matthew 22:35-40. Not a day goes by when we don't use some form of technology. Technology's influence on our lives stretches back thousands of years to the use of shovels and spears. Whether it's as simple as a chair or as complex as an AI interface, technology is all around us. In the last two decades, we have seen exponential growth in technological innovation. And this has led to many asking fundamental questions about how we use technology and what kind of influence it has on our lives. Does the Bible really address these questions? While a quick search in a concordance doesn't yield like words like technology, artificial intelligence, smartphones, or metaverse, Scripture does speak to how we live in this world in light of the messages of salvation found in Christ Jesus. Technology has always posed difficult ethical and moral issues that are not directly addressed by Scripture. And as much as we want to, the Bible does not explicitly address how to use it or when to avoid certain pieces of technology. However, it does address the moral behavior of Christians in everyday life. The Bible approach to technology is not one of complete withdrawal or unquestionable embrace either. Let's look at technology as a tool. In the opening chapters of Genesis, we read about how God created the entire world and called it good. On the sixth day, he created man and pronounced creation very good. When God created humanity in his image, he established that his work is good. In Genesis 2:15, he placed Adam in the garden to work and to keep it. And he gave Adam and Eve the ability to create and cultivate, differentiating them from the rest of creation, right? With the responsibility of working and keeping the ground round, the garden round, right? God also gave Adam the grace and wisdom, listen, to create technology to make them more efficient. So while the fall altered the entire world and man's relationship to God, it did not change the necessity for us to create in order to fulfill our responsibilities. Tools were still needed. Early technology was used to assist in this, and it was most likely in the form of tools used to cultivate the ground, right? So before the fall, these tools were used solely for our good and the glory of the Creator. Now, however, we often use the skills God has given us to do things that he despises. So in closing, understanding technology as a tool helps us see the good and the bad that came from technology, as well as it shows us the influence these tools have over our lives within and outside of ministry. I want to pray for you today. I want to pray that you will not ever allow your technology to take you from the focus of glorifying God with that tool that you have in your hand. So, Father, I just thank and praise you for each man, every woman that are listening today. I pray, Lord God, that we will have a heart that's succinct with the Spirit, and that we would do all things with the focal point of being for your glory, for your worship, and for your edification. No matter the tool that we use, Father, I thank you for each and every person that has heard this word, and I thank you for a renewed vigor in their hearts, in Jesus' name. So, I want to thank you again for embarking on this journey. Please look at the show notes for products like our free church live streaming ebook that you can take advantage of and enhance your life and your ministry. So as we always say, keep God first in everything that you do. And I'll see you next time on The Perspective.